Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people, a lot of families carry around this persona. They want to say they're perfect and everything's okay. But at 180 Counseling, we're here to tell people it's okay to not be okay. And my personal belief is everyone needs a therapist. Yep. We all need someone to talk to because we all have struggles and go through things that are hardships.
That's the thing. We're all broken. Absolutely. I heard this song the other day. It was saying, I say I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken. And people don't want to admit that. We sweep everything under the carpet. And sooner or later, it's going to manifest itself in some way.
Absolutely. And just reflecting on the whole past year with the pandemic, we were collectively traumatized and everybody was struggling with something and we weren't okay. And now I think people are really reaching out and saying, I need someone to talk to about what I went through, or it triggered their past history of something. And it's really brought people out for some mental health treatment.
Well, let's talk about that. A lot of people now getting back to whatever we think normal looks like. What would you say, what kind of advice could you give to people that are now trying to get back into the routine of work or the routine of school?
I think just recognizing it's going to be different from here on out. I don't believe that we can go back because that's the past. The past is over and done with. We are moving forward and it's going to look a little different. We might have to reacclimate ourselves to some things, work, school, et cetera. But just accept it's going to be different, and different's not always bad.
You see a lot in the news, Naomi Osaka, the tennis player, which for a young person to come out and say to the whole world, I'm having a problem, I need a break, or even the case with Britney Spears and everything that she's gone through. And I felt so bad when she said, I apologize for saying I was okay when I wasn't. For young people, a lot of times we think they're so resilient, but they struggle too. What would you say to them?
It's easy for young people to look on social media and look up to these celebrities and think they're perfect, their life is brilliant, but they're humans and they struggle with human struggles just like the rest of us. And so young people need to recognize that everything they see on social media is not the accurate picture of what's going on with someone's life. And I love, you know, Michael Phelps is another one that comes to mind, and he shares openly about his anxiety struggles. And so I love that these celebrities have a platform that they can share their real mental health struggles with normal everyday people. And people can see like, oh, they're human and they have struggles too.
For all of us, we talked about the stigma of mental illness. What first step can we take when we feel like, you know what, I'm not feeling myself, I'm not feeling okay, what do we do?
The first thing you can do is take a breath and realize, I don't feel my best self, and life is short. We want to feel our best selves. And so there's lots of great mental health therapy in the Triangle, 180 Counseling. We have 65 therapists in 5 locations. And just picking up the phone and reaching out to one of these providers and asking for professional help and just being aware that it's okay to do that.
Hey, will you come back again?
Absolutely. And talk to us? I'd love to.